So we've been doing a lot of work with busy or tired, your four, and this piece goes well with that one. Okay? We need to work on this piece too. Okay? It's really a simple arrangement. This is not difficult. It just for some reason tricks you up. Okay? I don't really know what, okay? The rhythm is written simply, but for some reason when you learned it way back in the day, you made the rhythms a little bit more of a swing, okay? And so that's what kind of stuck in some of your head, so that's fine. That's what we kind of stuck with. What I really want to make sure that you do is when we have dotted rhythms and we have straight rhythms. Remember that? Does anybody remember that from other rehearsals? Mm-hmm. Dotted rhythms as opposed to straight rhythms. So I would really like to get that clean if possible. Okay? And I would like for it to get clean without me going. Okay, because that's my gesture, which is not in any conducting textbook or any conducting people would tell me to do. That's what I have to do in order to make it straight. There's my quarter note. And then when it's a dog, it'll go. Okay? But I will do whatever I need. Okay. Make it happen. But all of you, whether you read music or not, okay, can see when a note is just a quarter note and when a note is a quarter note with a dot. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You all are intelligent people. You all are very intelligent people. So all of you can tell the difference between a quarter note all by itself and a quarter note with a dot. Okay? So quarter notes all by themselves. Those are going to be straight rhythms. The dot beside it gives it a da, 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 da rhythm, yes? Okay, we can all do that. Okay, for example, the very first rhythm in the piece is a dotted quarter note. Mm-hmm. The crops are all in, and the peaches are rotting and straight. The oranges piled in their Creoles, oh, dumb. So those are all straight quarter notes, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to make sure. Because it's hard. I don't know. We have a struggle with it. I'm not sure why. Let's try it. Okay? You don't know the song. Okay, so we have to find a balance between singing this piece sensitively, okay, without feeling like you're unsure of it. Am I making any sense? And that's what you're trying to do, is you're trying to be very sensitive to the nature of the piece, for the text of the piece. But we need to give more energy to that. Okay, apply a little bit more energy to your sensitivity so it's very clear. So the words are understandable, okay? Because right now it just kind of seems like you don't really know it because it's soft. You know what I mean? Like some people think, oh, when something's soft, then you don't know it. That's not true, as you know, okay? So try to use a little more energy in your sensitivity, okay? Here we go, and.
Border, to pay all your money to wait back.
not putting an S on, though, on deportees. It's deportees, so very good. Let's go back, though, to the chorus. Okay, there are a few basses who are not singing the rhythm right on Ayotesusi Maria. You're missing that rhythm, so pay close attention, basses. Okay, let's start the chorus, please. Good boys, put us in tenors. 1, 2, 3, go.
Good boys, good boys.
Some of you are missing the rhythm basses. Jesus E Maria. What happens on the note of E? It's not important, so it's longer. Some of you are going, Jesus E Maria. And it's Jesus E Maria. That's what I'm talking about. Dotted notes versus non-dotted notes. Okay? But basses, you're in general just not singing the right notes. Can I just have altos and basses sing before you enter the chorus? Goodbye, one good. 1, 2, 3, go.
Goodbye, one goodbye, Rosalita.
Do it again, please. 1, 2, 3, go.
Goodbye, one goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, Jesus, Maria.
Maria. Again, please, ready? And 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Goodbye, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, Jesus, Maria.
Good, thank you. Okay, now, tenors and sopranos, start for us, please. And then everybody get ready for verse 2. Get ready for verse 2. We're gonna hope this goes right. 1, 2, 3, go.
Goodbye, goodbye, one, goodbye. Best way we can grow our big orchard.
hardest one.
It's not doctor. It's
what? Yeah, but why is it the hardest one? Because it's the same word.
The words are the same.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because is this the best way? And then, is this the best way? Good. Now, on the dotted one, make sure that you don't put the S on too soon, Altos. You always win the award for putting on the S sooner than everybody else. There's no award to win. It's actually not an award. Okay? It's not an award. You're not winning a race. Okay? Is this the best? Everyone understand?
Yes.
Good. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Is this the best way we can grow a big orchard?
Please.